Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by.
Yeah, someone, you know, I was on Imus this morning. He had me yesterday send them my five favorite songs. I said, what are you, Casey Kasem all of a sudden? I mean, so these guys are playing the songs too. Joel Haldu, who ran FAN for a long time. He started as a salesman, then he ran the place for a long time before he went off to run Westwood One and some other radio entities. And now is actually kind of back because he's part of the Entercom board, so he's got his hands back in FAN, among other things now. Joel, welcome. How are you?
We're here to make you a new offer.
Stop. But, all right, so Cherney said, you get to give me this proclamation.
Yes.
So what do you have?
The mayor stopped by. They couldn't.
That was nice of him. Thanks.
Mike Francesa Day.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
30 years, Mike, which 30 years of anything is really incredible. And you know what most people don't know is you begged to get in 30 years ago in Astoria, and now you're going out as the king.
Thank you. That's very nice.
Which is really, and you deserve it all, and you've helped a lot of people along the way. And I hope you're excited that one of your proteges is going to replace you, Chris Carlin.
You know what? It's amazing how many guys came through, and we did help a lot of people. Thanks to you with your charity, Tomorrow's Children, and all the different charities. FAN did a great job with the really did an amazing job with the charities through the years. You created an industry with your charity. You did amazing research work, turned something that was terrible into something wonderful. Imus with what he did, and then, of course, what you guys did with Tomorrow's Children's Fund, built a hospital. Just unbelievable. FAN was always very good in that regard. Did an amazing job with raising money.
I happen to listen a lot the last few weeks. I was in the car. I live in the city right now, and you haven't taken a lot of credit for the charity work, and I appreciate that, but you never turned the charity away.
No, whatever it is. No, you guys deserved it. You guys did all the hard work. I always felt raising money on the show was the easy part, but I was always very proud of FAN. Did an incredible job of raising money. Never said no to all the different charities. Mel Holmes has never said no.
No.
The station never said no. World Hunger Year has been there forever. That's an old one for Mel. Obviously, what you did with SIDS and everything with that, I mean, you did an amazing job what you did with your charity.
You and Chris took the time at that time to really, a lot of people didn't even know what sudden death syndrome was, but you know what, yeah, you took the time to find out, do the research, talk to the families, raise a lot of money, but it was a multitude of charities all over the place.
No, really, that fan touched a lot of lives, which was really nice. Thank you for this. And what about you? You know, I'm leaving. You're going back. I mean, what?
No,
I mean, you're like in the mix now. You're
not,
like the consigliere now for the.
That's
for
a good position. But you're going to be the consigliere starting Monday. People are going to be calling.
You already have the job. So I mean, you're part of the new
wave. The new company.
What would you tell them about Entercom? What do you know about Entercom that we don't?
Entercom is a great burgeoning radio company. David Field is one of the great young CEOs in the country. He's very excited about the radio business. He wants to invest money in the product. He was very sorry to see you go. He really wanted you to stay. But I think he's very excited about the new prospects in the afternoon, new prospects in the morning. They just flipped 92.3 to an alternative station. One of the things they've done is take 8 radio stations across the country and flip formats where they were having problems. They just got the Minnesota Twins. So they really want to empower people. Radio is a great business.
He likes teams, right? He likes sports rights and everything, right?
We have over 150 college and professional teams. So there's a big national component there. I think with the CBS Sports Radio Network, you're going to see exciting.
So are you
things.
Active in this stuff, honestly?
No, just really at a board level.
Okay.
You know, they'll call me and ask me a question once in a while, sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't, and that's fine. That's the way I like it. And you'll see what that's like again starting next week. People are going to ask you your opinions on things.
Not bad.
And you're going to give a lot of free advice.
Well, thank you for this. Thank you, Joel.
My pleasure.
Joel Hollander from FAN. That's nice. Thank you to the mayor's office and all this stuff. All right, we have a guest, Chris, do we? All right, welcome.
Mike Ira Winderman, how are you?
Ira, how are you, kid? Nice to talk to you.
I'm good, and I want to give people some perspective. People have asked me, what are you doing at a New York station? How did this come together? And I just want people to know that everything you hear from Mike is genuine to this point. I first met Mike and Dog when the Heat were involved in those great playoff series with the Knicks. And the two of them would sit with next to me. That's how I met him on the
Every time,
And if anyone doubts Mike's sincerity on a talk show, he would do a talk show the entire game. Him and Chris would go back and forth. They turned to me. I was almost the umpire and the referee between the two of them when Riley came back with the fight, with Patrick Ewing, with Alonzo Mourning, with Van Gundy hanging by a leg. That was all genuine, that the talk show didn't just run this incredible amount of hours on the air. It was nonstop, and to see you two and hear you two, I could realize then why some people are successful in the business. Because, Mike, I have dealt and called in with plenty of phonies over the years who were actors trying to come up with takes and stuff like that. When you and Chris would sit there, and you guys did your talk show courtside, enjoying the game, that's what it has to be. And that's why I enjoy these last few years calling in. Because you know what? Either you're a real sports fan, and you get down and dirty, and you're into it, or else you're a pretender and a poser. And I can tell people in New York that's what they're losing right now, is someone who lived this stuff, who was passionate about the stuff, and that's why I so enjoyed these last few years coming on, because you always made sure it was about the players, about the game, and about the sports. And you know what? Everyone needs that diversion, maybe now more than ever. And
well,
that's why, Mike, it's been an absolute pleasure. I almost wish it can go longer, but I know somewhere, whether it's on a train, whether it's in a car, whether it's at your dinner table, the Sports Talk show will continue.
Well,
so
thank
it's been
you,
my pleasure, Mike.
And you did a great job contributing to the show. You know, you were, I always brought people to the show. I thought really brought a lot to the show. You always did. We always got great reaction to your segments. So good luck to you. We'll see you along the way. But thank you for your contributions to the program.
Just like you, I will be ranting somewhere always also. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Ira, very much. All right, next guest, welcome.
Mike, this is Chris Kay, the CEO of the New York Racing Association.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Thank you.
I wanted to call just to express my appreciation, both as a sports fan and as someone who is responsible for thoroughbred horse racing here in New York, for all you've given us. I've listened to your program on so many occasions over the last several decades, precisely because you provide great insights and information about so many different sports. And as for our sport, we are so pleased by the way you convey the passion and excitement of thoroughbred horse racing to your audience. We love the fact that you do your show at Belmont Park on the Friday of the Belmont Stakes Racing Festival in June. And again, you come to the historic Saratoga Race Course in August to do several of your shows. You are a true friend to horse racing in New York and a true friend to all of us at the New York Racing Association.
Well,
we're
going
to watch with interest to see how you your next chapter unfolds, my friend.
Well, listen, Chris, thank you very much. And, you know, since you've been there, you've been very, very nice to me and very, very nice to the program. I thank you very much. And NYRA is something that is part of my life. It always has been. New York Racing is. Saratoga is every summer. So I thank you for everything that you guys have always done. You've all been very accommodating and very nice to me. And I thank you very much for all of that. And I wish you a lot of luck. And thank you for coming on.
Thank you. And the good news for us is knowing that you'll be back at Belmont. You know, I don't know if all your listeners know, but you're a very successful owner of horses.
I'm not that successful. I'd like to be more successful. But I'll tell you what, you know what, I'm always trying. And I will be there, and I'll be in Saratoga every summer. I would never go a summer without going to Saratoga. So thanks very much, and I'll see you along the way. Thank you.
You're the best, Mike. Take care.
Thank you, Chris, very much. Chris Kay from NYRA, the chairman of the board at NYRA. All right, we have another guest. Chris tells me, so welcome.
We got more. Kurt Warner here. Mike, how you doing, man?
Hello, Kurt. How are you?
I am doing great. I just wanted to say thanks for what you do for our sport and what you do for Sports Talk Radio. Always held yourself with class. Always did it with integrity. I appreciate it when you covered me in New York and when you covered me across the league, even when I wasn't there. Just appreciate how you did it. And we're going to be losing a good one because there's a lot out there that don't do it the right way and don't do it the way you did. So just always appreciated being on with you and listening to you and knowing that I was going to get it done the right way. You were honest, but really good at what you did, and just appreciated what you did, and best of luck in the next chapter.
Well, thank you, Kurt, and congratulations on your career and all the honors and everything else. And you know, I always tell people you handled a very tough situation in New York, incredibly well. You know, as you tutored and then moved aside for a young Eli Manning, and then have gone on to such, you know, tremendous stuff first as a player and then, of course, as a broadcaster. So congratulations on all you've accomplished, and thanks very much for always coming on the program. I appreciate it.
Well, it is my pleasure, and congrats on a great run, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks very much, Kurt. Kurt All right. Warner, Chris says we have somebody else ready, so welcome.
You know, the idea was to put a radio guy who knew sports with a sports guy who was trying to learn radio. And honestly, as soon as you learn that you push the button and the red light goes on and the mic's open, you never shut up. And off you went. The rest is history. Michael, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Eddie Coleman, of course. Eddie, who was the guy, you know, Eddie was with me from the beginning, obviously, and has been one of the great mainstays of the fan. And honestly, in the beginning, Eddie, when I, and we only worked together a short time because Pete was always out and they were always putting me up for Pete. We never worked together. We had some really good shows, and the show actually could have taken off and been very successful, except we never were together. We never spent any time together to get the show to have any traction because they always were putting me in the afternoon for Pete. And then next thing you knew, I was gone. But Eddie's gone on, obviously, to a terrific career in his own right. But he was my first host, and the guy that really was a radio professional. He knew the ins and outs of radio and probably taught me in the beginning as much about radio as anybody. So Eddie was and always was very easygoing, as everyone knows, and very generous. And he and I have been good friends for many, many years. So thank you, Eddie.
You know, I'll tell you what, Mike, they were grooming you for Pete's show. And, you know, you and Dodd together, a tremendous combination over the years. You know, it's funny. You know, people think this is a glamorous business, and it can be at times. There's no question about that. You know, it's great. It's crazy. It's not fair at times, and it can be a grind, and you really have to grind it out. And I love gamers, not the modern day, you know, the e-sport gamers, but the throwback guys, that you know, blue collar guys. And one thing I've admired about you over 30 years. Think about that, 30 years. You brought it every day. You really did. And you were there every day, whatever the motivation, you know, whether good days, bad days, didn't matter. That's not easy to do. And people have to realize that. And you did it on a spectacular level. And you succeeded with a partner. You succeeded by yourself. You did what you set out to do. And not everybody can say that or do that. And you go out on top, too. So cherish that. You should cherish it. It's been a great run for it. It was a lot of fun over the years, you know, doing stuff during the show and at the beginning. It's been a long time, 30 years, but you did it great.
Thank you, Eddie, very much. Thank you. I mean, Eddie Coleman, who was really been there from the beginning and done a very good job and was very good to me in the beginning. Really did, because, you know, when I first started, Eddie had been in radio for years and years. He'd worked with Kurt Gowdy. He had been in radio, and I was just one of the first shows I did with Eddie, and I was only been on the air a couple of days when I first worked with Eddie. So he was very instrumental for me getting started in the business, really was. We have another guest. Welcome.
Well, there are not a lot of people who could say they were there in 1994 when the Rangers won the Stanley Cup, or in 95 when the Devils won the Stanley Cup, or in 2000 when the Devils won the Stanley Cup, in 03 when the Devils won the Stanley Cup. Mike Francesa, you were there. It's Pierre Maguire.
I know, Pierre. Welcome. Nice of you to come to the program. Thank you very much. And you've brought a lot to the show, Pierre. We've had a lot of fun with you through the years. You're a great character. You love your sport, and it's always been fun having you on the air during the playoffs. You've done a great job for us, so thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. Actually, the first time I think I spoke with you and Dog was back when they had the Heritage Classic, the first ever, November 22nd, 2003, in Edmonton, between Edmonton and Montreal. And I remember you asking me, is this a gimmick or is this something that can really last? And it's lasted. It's lasted a real long time, Mike. It's been phenomenal for the sport, and we're going to have another one January 1st right at Citibank Field between the New York Rangers and the Buffalo Sabres.
Absolutely. I had the commissioner in the other day, and he was looking forward to it. And I tell you, those haven't been good for the sport. They've been amazing for the sport. Those have been absolutely home run. You know, some things just work. Those have been amazingly received. The worse the weather, the better. I mean, it has been really, they've been good on TV. They've been good in person. People have loved those events.
It's been fantastic, and I think it speaks to the spirit of cooperation between the NHL players, the people at NBC Sports and the National Hockey League. It's just been phenomenal, the spirit of cooperation. If you were to do an informal poll, Mike, of all the NHL players, and you were to ask them, what's the one thing you'd like to do besides winning the Stanley Cup? I bet you they'd all say playing in a Winter Classic. So it's a pretty big event. It's a huge event. It's our one standalone moment outside of the Stanley Cup that people really can resonate with.
All right, Pierre, one word answers right now. Okay. Give me a word on these teams. Devils.
Solid.
Rangers.
Better.
Islanders.
On the come, if that's one word.
All right, who's the best team in the league right now?
Tampa Bay.
How good is Toronto?
Very.
Very?
Yes.
Can they win?
They'll need to fix their roster before the trade deadline on defense, but if they do, they can win.
Let me ask you this one, because I had this conversation with someone last week. Can the Rangers win before they have to rebuild, or do they have to do some major work before they can win?
They can stay healthy, and if they can stay healthy enough down the middle, I think they have a legitimate chance. Their team is a lot better than what people think. I think Henrik Lundqvist, because he's become more aggressive, Mike, gives him a legitimate chance. He's still in that window where he still has a chance to win, but they can't have any major injuries. You know, you see how much the injury to Zibanejad has hurt them down the middle. So they got to keep everybody healthy, but they still have a chance to win.
Thanks, Pierre, very much, and thanks for always coming on the program.
Mike,
appreciate
it. I go.
Thank you, Pierre.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Take care.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.